This is Julie Bartolotto. It is October 11th, 2001, interviewing people at Long Beach City College for the Remembrance Day of the September 11th attacks. I'm interviewing people about their experiences of when they first heard of the attacks. Hi, will you tell me your name, please?
My name is Janae Moreland.
And your address and what you do.
And I am a student here at Long Beach City College.
How old are you?
I am 21.
I'm wondering where you were and when it was that you heard about the events of September 11th.
I was actually at the beauty shop getting my hair done. It was kind of shocking because everybody was wondering what was going on, and I had no idea what was going on until they actually turned on the TV and I saw, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was something I couldn't believe that actually happened. I never thought something would happen like that.
And how did you feel, and what did you think about it?
It was kind of heartbreaking because I know people who were in New York that I actually talked to after the thing had happened, and a couple of the people I knew had actually got out of one of the buildings. And it was kind of shocking because it was really a surprise, and all those people that were killed for just apparently no reason.
Why do you think the terrorists picked the buildings that they did?
Probably because the World Trade Center is like where everything goes on, all the communication and stuff like that. So that's what they picked it. They decided to take it out. So. That's like the biggest thing that they could hit that anybody would really pay attention to besides the White House or the Pentagon or anything like that.
And what do you think the symbolism was for them hitting the Pentagon?
Letting them know that they're not afraid to do anything that they want or they're capable of just doing what they want at any moment.
And what are those symbols, what is the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, what kind of symbolism do those have for you?
They just represent the United States. It's where everything goes on in the military, where all the communication between the other countries go on. The people who come here who work for the World Trade Center, just for them to see that something like that happened and then they end up dying or part of the Pentagon got destroyed, it was just really a shocking moment for everybody because everybody was crying. Even people who were here were crying for the people in New York that were all killed.
Would you like to talk more about the people you know who were in New York?
The people I knew in New York, I had just met them recently, and they're a friend of a friend, so it was kind of shocking. I mean, I came back to school, and I was like, oh my gosh, what happened? I asked them what happened to that person. I was like, oh, he's okay, but his sister had got out of the building. She was on the 45th floor. She had just got out of the building on time, right before everything completely collapsed. So it was good to know that they were okay, but still kind of hurt that all of the other people were killed.
So what does this mean to you? What does it mean for you?
It means that it's just a lot of more destruction that's just gonna go on. All those people who are going to war now, I mean, it's just gonna become a bigger and bigger problem until it actually gets resolved. I mean, because nobody really knows why it happened, but it really needs to be resolved so nobody else will get killed, because that's not what everybody wants.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No.
Did you tell me your age when we started?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Thank you.